Let's talk about a project that's been going on for quite a long time now. I'm really interested to get an update on this. All about a local writer who's been working on a project following the journey of Frida Kahlo, the art and time she spent here in Detroit, of course, when Diego Rivera was here in the city doing the Rivera Court. And here to tell us more about that is Culture Shift's Tia Graham. Hey, Tia.
Hello, Ryan. Detroit writer Luis Aguilera and is bringing a multimedia event to 27th Letter Books in Detroit this Saturday at 6 p.m. We are joined by Aguilera and Aaron Pineda, one of the co-owners of 27th Letter Books on Michigan Avenue in Detroit. Thank you both for being here this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you. It's an honor to be here.
Awesome. So, you know, Luis, we're going to start with you. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, the 10 years when you started with this project, Dare Dare Project, a local traveling artist group? You started there 10 years ago, and you all were just discovering it and looking at what was happening in Corktown at that time.
Yeah, I just got an invitation from a group in Montreal who said that they were going to various cities in the United States and Mexico to explore the concept of public space. And they had heard that I just did a performance at the DIA regarding Frida Kahlo and Diego Rivera in public space. And I said, yeah, I can do that performance in Corktown. I know that they had chosen this spot already, which is right by the train station in Roosevelt Park. It was two fire-damaged buildings next to an empty hotel. There was a group called the Imagination Station. They were trying to turn those houses into something creative. So there was lots of millennial creative spirit going on already. And so it just, with the money of Montreal art group Dare Dare, to be honest, we had quite an event for about a week. I did my performance out by the, in the midst of the empty hotel. Someone had turned one of the houses into like a pinhole camera that looked in at the train station. Another artist from Montreal, I believe, turned the windows into wax. Someone built a miniature golf course. It was the whole idea of public space in a changing space. And mm-hmm. What is the idea of public space and what can be done there and what really should this space look like? Which is something, obviously, people in Detroit think about a lot. So I was very happy to be part of this event, whatever it was.
Yeah, I know. It sounds like it's something that you can't really explain unless you're really involved in it, or you're involved in it, or you see what's happening. You can't really sure. explain it until you're there.
Yeah, it all seemed kind of normal, weirdly enough, because there's so much of going on in Detroit now and then, of so many events happening in spaces you don't think that should be happening, but hey, you got to reclaim the space. So, I mean, how many parties have we gone to and old warehouses and great events in something that allegedly is abandoned and now is beautiful gardens, things like that. So I, you know, the idea of what should be a public space and how you can reinvent it is something Detroiters do all the time. We're forced to do it, frankly.
Very, very true. So, you know, we're going to stay with some of the work that you were doing when you were studying Frida Kahlo as well as Diego Rivera and their work here in the city of Detroit. Can you talk a little bit about that work and how it caught the attention of Dare Dare?
Sure. Yeah, it's because I won a Kresge the year before. I won a Kresge Fellowship for the Literary Arts, and it gave me a year. I took 6 months off of my day job at the time at the Detroit News to really examine the best story I'd ever heard about Detroit, the one that I knew I could write, and that was the Mexican immigrant community in Corktown in southwest Detroit and the interaction they had with Frida Kahlo and Diego Rivera during the Depression when they were here. My mother actually grew up in Corktown, and she told me those stories from the beginning. And I realized as I started to do the research that so many of these stories were never told. I mean, I read books, I read the official documentation of the DIA and other scholars, and, you know, I mean, their interaction with the local Mexican community just did not seem on anyone's radar, even though the fact these artists were Mexican. So obviously there was a connection, and there was a lot of nuance there of between that. And so I've been chasing that story for on and off since then, frankly. And finally, I'm getting close to a target date when I could write the book about it. But in the meantime, I did performances at the DIA and then again in Corktown and a few other places.
So, you know, with, you know, everything that you were learning about that particular time, especially with Frida Kahlo and Diego Rivera, what brought them to the city at that time?
Well, Rivera was at the height of his power. He was known as a man of the people at a time during the Great Depression. And Ford Motor Company and the DIA wanted to put Detroit on the map of big art. And just 2 months before he arrived, there was the terrible riot in front of the Ford Rouge Company, which I don't know, 5-6 people were killed. And so they were really looking for something to bridge the gap. And they thought, oh, an artist who creates for the people, celebrates the common man, this could be the bridge that helps calm things down in the height of the Depression when the unemployment rate was like 50%. I mean, really, people were very scared that this was going to be the end of American democracy, a very polarized time.
And you talked about learning about these and hearing these stories from your mom. What significance did these two giants in the art world have on Mexican Americans in Detroit at that time?
A wonderfully complex relationship. Very proud that Mexicans were Mexican was a man chosen to represent this city. It was just an unheard of thing for them to go see a Mexican ordering white people around in this very fancy place. But also, you know, they were socialist. And for most working class people in Detroit, no matter what color you were, if you even considered any evidence that you, not even evidence, rumor that you were a socialist or a communist, you were fired. Most likely you were beaten up by corporate goons. I mean, it was a very dangerous thing to be associated with. So there was that trepidation of this person, this bohemian artist who can hang around with Edsel Ford and Henry Ford and still be called communist, as compared to their reality, which was a little different.
Diego has obviously been the big star here in Detroit. I think he gets a lot of the attention. You focused on Frida. Talk to me a little bit about why you really wanted to center on her story and what her story means here for Detroit.
Yeah, well, I wanted to take this opportunity at this wonderful bookstore, 27th Letters, which is in Southwest Detroit, and this opportunity for the book launch to say, hey, I want to tell this story about this young woman I know who just lived less than a mile away from this bookstore. And she told me the greatest story, one of the greatest stories I've never read about. And I met this woman, she was 78 years old in 1997. And she said when she was 10 years old, she went to the DIA for the first time to watch Diego Rivera work. And there she met Frida Kahlo. Frida Kahlo was standing in the balcony. If you know the Rivera court, she saw this glamorous Mexican woman standing alone. And Frida Kahlo just sort of like, hey, little Mexican girl, I love your dress. And then she comes down to the courtyard where everyone, it's a very crowded courtyard, people go watch Diego Rivera. And she gave this young girl a tour. She helped her go up the scaffold that Rivera, because this was in the early stages of the mural being, and you could go watch Rivera paint. And she started to tell her all this stuff about how to make a mural. And then there was an image of these naked women. And this is a 10-year-old girl, very Catholic. She's like, oh, my God, there's naked women. What is going on? And Frida tells her, no, never be ashamed of a woman's gift. I mean, it's like, oh, my goodness. And so this woman told me this story, 65 years later? And and she knew it, like, every detail. And frankly, I didn't believe her. But when I did more research, the timing worked out. I mean, the DIA archives have many great details of when Diego painted stuff. And the details she was talking about, what she saw, matched up with the timing of when she saw Frida and she went. And the other thing is she remembers Frida really not wanting to let her go, hugging her and kissing her. And then I realized it was just a month earlier that Frida Kahlo had a miscarriage. Mm-hmm. And so she was still literally in physical, emotional pain, and she was also starting her first masterpieces. So it was a very important key time for her. And so for them to meet that way, it just seems an amazing story. And I'm very happy to tell it.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much for that. We're going to bring Aaron in. Aaron, thank you for joining us as well. You're the co-owner of the 27th Letter Books that's in Detroit. Can you talk a little bit about the bookshop and talk about that significance being in that area?
Sure. So 27th Letter Books, we started out back in 2019 doing pop-ups, and finally we're able to open our brick and mortar space here in Southwest Detroit in June of last year. So we've been in the area for a little bit over a year and have just found so much joy in connecting with the stories and people in the neighborhood. We're owned by four folks, two pairs of couples basically share co-ownership of the store, and we're worker owned. And I think our biggest focus is helping to highlight voices that have been historically underrepresented in the publishing world.
Yeah. And Aaron, you know, being in that particular area, Southwest Detroit, and being so close to where Frida Kahlo would walk daily when she was doing some of her artwork. Talk about that significance in bringing a story like this that we're going to see tomorrow night into the shop.
I mean, it's just so neat. I think that's one of my favorite parts about living in Detroit is the places where you find these little stories. And it was so funny because one of my co-owners, Jasmine, she's a huge Frida Kahlo fan, and we have quite a few books on her, and we've done, you know, children's story times that, you know, were a little children's book about her and her animalitos, her, you know, pets, many numerous pets that she had throughout her life. And so it was really funny. I remember Lewis came to an event at our store and was like, hey, did you know you're so close to where she used to be? And I didn't realize that history. And I think that's the fabulous part about what Lewis is doing in his project. And, you know, the fact that we get to host this event to kind of remind people of what happened 10 years ago, but also his upcoming works and things like that to celebrate the history that's often overlooked.
So, Aaron, that's how you and Lewis linked up. He just showed up to the shop one day and you guys were like, oh, hey.
Through the writing community, yes. He had come to a couple events at the store and we were chatting. I think it was over dinner one night after an event at the shop.
Lewis?
Yeah, I'll be honest, because I was reluctant to go in the bookstore because I'm such a fan of Pages on the Ave. And I'm like, I don't want to betray my loyalty. And then I walk in this space and it's gorgeous. It really is a gorgeous space. And the event she was talking about, Kelsey Ronan, another local writer who I took a writing class with her. So it was amazing. I mean, 27th Letter does really support great local writers. And you just, you know, just really got to appreciate that.
I have to say, you know, when we're talking about so much online retail and like people buying their books, it seems like 27th Letter is really focused on and sort of banking on the ability to have this community connection. Can you tell me a little bit about what it's like to be an independent bookstore right now in Detroit?
Absolutely. I think as Detroiters, I feel like you all would probably agree, but it's one of the greatest book cities in the world. And that's, I think, something that not a lot of places know about. We're just very lucky to be in good company with the other bookstores here in the city, and particularly that there's so many independent places to go and that we kind of all have like a little bit of our own niche that we focus on. It's not easy being an independent bookstore. It's definitely been challenging. Our start has proved challenging. We've faced a lot of uphill battles over the past year of just existing. But I think the silver lining of all that is the way that the community has showed up and supported us, and we've connected with them and hope to continue connecting with them.
Lewis, we're going to jump back over. Talk about the event tomorrow, Saturday at 6 p.m. Tell us what we should expect.
Oh, well, we're going to have a bit of talk about the book Satellite. One of the, I don't know if he's a founder of the group, the Montreal group, Dare Dare. His name is Martin Dufons. I probably really mispronounced that. But he's going to talk a bit about the book, and I'm going to talk a little bit about my experience of what we did in Corktown. And then we're going to give the multimedia stage performance, myself, a Grand Rapids actress named Jasmine Kuyaki Bro, and a young Detroiter, 10-year-old Eva Luna, is going to play the 10-year-old Corktown girl. There'll be some historical images of Rivera creating the mural at the DIA, as well as Frida's masterpieces in Detroit. And there'll be some acoustic guitar flourish by my friend Sam Fallock, who's in a local band called Sliz. And it's all free.
That was going to be one of our questions. Yep. Is it free?
It is free.
And what do you want the audience and anyone who's going to attend or interested in attending to take away from this event?
I'm really just happy to share this local history in the neighborhood. I am the only one who knows this story. I met this woman myself almost 25 years ago. I wrote about it briefly for the Detroit News in an article 20 years ago. There's a reference to it in a book about Frida Kahlo, but I've never really fully told the story, and it's great to tell the story to a local community and the people.
Luis Aguilera, and we have Aaron Pineda, who joined us today to chat about an event that's going to be happening tomorrow at 27th Letter Books, Michigan Avenue in Detroit. Thank you both for stopping by and chatting with us about what's going on.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it.